apologize in advance and ask your forgiveness. Why? It's the end of May, that's why. On account of the end of every month here on the days I ambush you all with a collection of groaners, grunters and the odd guffaw from my smile file. And so if you find yourself shaking your head at the sheer stupidity of attempted humor or if one of the gems causes you to snort your morning coffee out of your nose, I'll pretend to be really sorry. But if you crack a wee smile even once, my job here in the Saturday Aggravate is done and dusted. So, if you're feeling bummed out, here's some advice that came into my inbox. If you see your glass as half empty, pour it into a smaller glass and stop complaining. Then a friend told me the other day that she's starting to think she'll never be old enough to know better. She didn't want to complain about being bummed out, but she went to an antique auction yesterday, and three people bid on her. She also said she's going to get herself a senior's GPS. It not only tells her how to get to her destination, but it tells her why she wanted to go there. For folks of a certain age, there are people who ask you what you're doing tomorrow. They probably assume that you even know what day of the week it is. You know you're over 50 when you have upstairs ibuprofen and downstairs ibuprofen. Oh, and when you celebrate with a couple of adult beverages, those beverages happen to be Metamucil and Ensure. But of course, everyone, no matter what age, should consider a healthy lifestyle. Exercising can add years to your life. I know that's true, because I jogged 4 kilometers today and now I feel like I'm 95. But at least exercise helps with decision making. I tried going for a run a couple of days later and immediately decided I'm never going to run anywhere ever again. And on TV I see people mountain climbing, skydiving and running marathons. I don't know about you, but I feel good getting my leg through my underwear without losing my balance. My personal weight loss goal? To be able to clip my toenails and breathe at the same time. Also, some of my friends do in fact exercise every day. Meanwhile, I am watching a show I don't like because the remote fell on the floor. And speaking of that, why'd I press harder on the remote control when I know the batteries are getting weak? But enough about getting old, because there's always a good side to everything, and the truth is, the best thing about getting old is that it doesn't last very long. Speaking of being honest, what are three things that tell the truth? Small children, drunk people, yoga pants. The three hardest things to say: 1, I was wrong. 2, I need help. 3, Worcestershire sauce. I walked by the bathroom the other day and the toothbrush was complaining. Sometimes I feel that I have the worst job in the world. The roll of toilet paper just stared at it and said, "You kidding me?" Guess what? I trained my dog to fetch beer. That may not sound too impressive, but he gets them from the neighbor's fridge. That same neighbor told me, my wife and I decided we don't want kids. We will tell them tonight. And finally, a month of May words of wisdom: if an airplane pilot can remember all the buttons, you too can use the turn signal lever. Harley Hay is a Red Deer author and filmmaker. Reach out to Harley with any thoughts or ideas at harleyhay99@gmail.com.